The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, with me this week for the Hard Shoulder Bookshelf is Aoife Moore, the journalist, the host of A Few Scoops, the podcast and Go Loud, and the author, of course, of her own book, The Long Game, Inside Sinn Féin. Aoife, you're not placing your own book up there, are you?
Definitely not.
That would be shameless.
It's
utterly shameless.
2 years old now, next month, but seems like a lifetime ago now, yeah.
Was it difficult to think about what book you would place up there?
No, I've had the same favourite book since I read it, and I think I was 14 or 15 when I read it. So when anyone ever asks me my favourite book,
what book is that?
10 Men Dead by David Beresford. So it is was written in 1987, and it's an account of the hunger strike in the north in which 10 men starved to death. I get a lot of requests from young people from the Republic on social media asking me what book that they should read to learn about the North, which I find really heartening. I think the worst thing about coming from the North is a lot of people who didn't live through it have made up their minds already, and they're usually wrong. So I find it really heartening when young people come to me and they want to know more. And I think 10 Men Dead is not only a perfect encapsulation of the hunger strike itself, but also the context in which the hunger strike happened. It is written from a very personal point of view in that it's from the wives and children of the men, as well as the men themselves. David Beresford was a South African journalist who worked at The Guardian in Belfast as their Belfast correspondent. He was given privileged access to the comms that went in and out of the hitch block, mostly in people's teeth and other orifices in their body. And you learn a lot about Sinn Féin, you learn a lot about the IRA, you learn a lot about the British Security Services. And for me, it's a perfect summary of also working class struggle, because it is not the 10 men that died. It is the women and children left behind. It's the first book I think I ever cried at. There's a part of it that always stays with me. Joe McDonnell, one of the hunger strikers, had a number of children. And there's a part in the book where Joe McDonnell's son is very young, and he says he doesn't want to visit his daddy anymore because his daddy's gone blind and he can't see him anymore.
Ugh.
And it's just heart-wrenching. And it is told from the mothers and children and wives and girlfriends that these men left behind, as well as given the context of how they ended up in the IRA or INLA or in prison. And David Beresford, I think, coming from apartheid South Africa, is the perfect author. He died in 2016 and was a mentor, apparently, to a lot of young working-class journalists in The Guardian. He died of Parkinson's disease, but there was obviously something about him in that the access he was given, not only by the IRA, but the families as well.
And when you were, what did you say, 14 or 15 when you read it first?
Mm-hmm.
Why did it resonate? Beyond just that human element and little anecdotes like that about the kid not wanting to see his dad. I mean, as a story, why did it resonate so much?
I was always obsessed with history and politics. And just because of the way my course fell in school, I learned up until 1980, but we didn't do the hunger strike. But if I had been in a different history class, I would have learned about the hunger strike. So I always felt that I had a gap. Now, I was only 14 or 15.
Your curriculum finished at 1980?
Yeah, mine personally did. Oh. There was other classes that did it. It just depended on the teacher. And
the curriculum that I did finished in 1966.
That's part of your problem.
There was no history after 1966. It gets a bit too complicated. Kind of the late 60s there, folks. Complicated stuff started happening, so we'll just park that.
Yeah, because then you'd have to explain why IRA in 1916 are good and IRA in 1981 are bad. But I just felt there was a gap in my knowledge, even as a 14-year-old, because I grew up, you know, in Derry. Two of the hunger strikers are from Derry, Patsy O'Hara and Mickey Devine, and I was surrounded by hunger strike propaganda, for want of a better word. There are murals in the council estate I was brought up in. There is a monument to the hunger strike at the bottom of the estate. So I wanted to know more about it. And also my family were also victims of British state violence. So I related a lot to the woman and the children that were left behind, because it's not just obviously the death of or the murder of your loved one, but it's the fallouts between families. It's trauma, it's addiction, it's alcoholism, that these communities and families are left with.
So it's interesting, because what resonated with you in the book is and causes you to recommend it to people in the South is something different from what people in the South will get. You know what I mean? You're getting people to read that you recommend it because this is kind of an alien world to them, and this maybe gives them an insight. You already had that insight, which is why it resonated with you.
But I think the reason politics and history turn so many people off is because political and history books are written to put people off. I think when it's communities and working class people and mothers and children, that is what brings people back to a book. That's what sets history. Doesn't happen in a vacuum. It happens to people. And I think when a book sets out these horrific bombings and murder and, you know, on all sides, but puts it in a human context, that's what makes the book so good, and it makes it easier to understand and it keeps people engaged.
I wonder, we're kind of going off topic here a little bit, but given your interest in it, I wonder, will historians of the future, will the study of history be different because of the source material available? It'll be much easier in the future to tell the story of ordinary people compared to how it has been in the past. Because in the past, the records of ordinary people, I'm going further back now than kind of, say, the hunger strikers and back maybe to, you know, earlier centuries. They just weren't recorded. Mm-hmm. There were kind of few and far between, which is why we find ourselves talking about Henry VIII and the Duke of Norfolk and things like that, mm-hmm. because that's the historical record we have. Mm-hmm. Whereas the historical record people will have in the future will include so much more. It will include the ordinary person's experience. Or will there always just be a fascination with those who are in power at the time?
Well, there's always going to be a fascination with people in power, and rightly so. They should be put under a microscope. But the decisions that they make affect working class people. The decisions that Margaret Thatcher made affected those 10 men and their families and thousands of other people. I don't want a different podcast or a different radio show to get into about Margaret Thatcher, but the people in power affect the people with no power. But I think in order to understand history, you have to listen to the people without power as well. I think bad foreign policy, and we in the North know more than most about bad foreign policy. Bad foreign policy creates paramilitarism, creates poverty, creates everything that we know that happens in the North. And what happened in the North was colonialism and bad foreign policy.
What's the response you get from people after you recommend the book and they've read it and they reach back out to you? What do they say about it?
Yeah, I mean, most of the people, it's usually on Instagram, people come to me and they ask for recommendations, and I always say you could just read 10 Men Dead, because 10 Men Dead covers Bloody Sunday, it covers Spring Hill Massacre, it covers the bombings that the IRA did, it covers all these different things. It gives you basically a potted kind of history. It sets the context of the hunger strike without being the history of Northern Ireland. So I always say to people, if you only want to read one book, that's definitely the book to read.
10 Men Dead, the story of the 1981 Irish hunger strike by David Beresford is Pride of Place now up on the Hard Shoulder Bookshelf. We always allow people to mention another couple of books, and you've actually brought a couple with you, including one from Nell McCafferty. So tell me about this.
Yeah, this is In the Eyes of the Law. This was first published again in 1981. And it is a collection of Nell McCafferty's work covering the Irish courts. So the first line of the introduction is, "It is often said of the courts that all human life is there." This book, if you wanted to know anything again about the working people of Ireland, they're hard to get, it's out of print, but it is a potted history in how we treated the poor, how we treated women, how we treated gay people, how we treated Gardaí and TDs. There's a story in this about two TDs battering each other in a nightclub. There is a single mother arrested for buying or for stealing a pair of trousers for her husband's job interview because he'd been unemployed for over 15 years. The judges were above all scrutiny. Some of them were not sober. And Nell is the eyes of the law. She sits and monitors this day in, day out. Mm. A lot of them are quite hard to read about young children, vagrant children, as they're known as. Babies in arms and a judge deciding with no social worker where this baby should go. I found this in Books Upstairs on Camden Street, but you can still get secondhand copies. And I think it's one of Nell's first books, but Nell obviously went on to document so much more of Irish history.
Did it give you an insight into a world you thought you already knew, or was it an eye-opener?
A total eye-opener for me, because obviously I'm not from this part of the world. And also, I don't know a lot about law. I was a court reporter, but in terms of, you know, family law and just how much the law has changed. Now, there's still massive issues with the Irish legal system and justice system. As I said, I worked as a court reporter. but we have moved leaps and bounds from these days. She was there from 1970 to 1980, and this is the 10 years. Some of it is very, very funny. You know, Hare Krishna has been brought up for noise pollution and stuff like that. But there's also, you know, paedophilia, child abuse, all these different things. But it is a very, like actually the book I talked about before, it is a great diary or record of working class history in Ireland.
In the eyes of the law, Nan McCafferty, might be hard to get your hands on it. So if you see it, grab
it if
you can.
Yes, definitely buy it.
So what are you reading, or what's the last book you've read?
So this technically isn't the last book I read, but when I was writing my book, I read a lot of non-fiction.
Yeah.
I have read every terrible self-published IRA book there is to read, Kieran. But so I didn't read a lot of books by women, and I didn't read a lot of fiction. So I've been reintroducing myself, basically, and who better, obviously, than Sally Rooney. I read Normal People. I didn't relate a lot to it because I'm not rural and I didn't go to Trinity and I don't relate to that kind of world, but I did enjoy
characters
it.
Characters are doses.
I would not say that. But yeah, doses.
Utter doses.
But the most recent book, Intermezzo, so I bought this when it came out and I like this so much better. I actually think Intermezzo is not a story about two brothers. I think it's a story about grief.
Okay.
The book opens with their father dying, and I've known a lot of grief in my life, and I have been better at coping with it at different times in my life.
Mm.
And this is a story about two brothers, Peter and Ivan. Ivan is 22. Peter is a hotshot human rights lawyer in Dublin, and it's basically about how they're both trying to cope in the wake of their father's death. Also, age gap relationships. Peter, as a hotshot lawyer, has a thing for young ones, if you could believe that.
Oh my God.
Ivan is dating an older woman from a rural part of Ireland. It encompasses the housing crisis, sexual politics, and it's that family dynamic that everyone, I think, struggles with now and again. And I think when you go through a big trauma, like they have here, like a parent dying, and even though the two main characters are both men, which wouldn't be typically my reading material, I really enjoyed it. It's not like Normal People, if that
helps
people.
They're not two doses who went to Trinity.
Actually, the lawyer is a dose, but the other brother is very sweet.
All right, okay. 50% dose. Anyway, Aoife, listen, it's been great to catch up with you.
Thank you so
much. Thanks a million for coming into us. Aoife Moore, the author, journalist, host of A Few Scoops, the podcast. It's available on the Go Loud Network or wherever you get your podcasts, and her own book, The Long Game, Inside Sinn Féin. She says 2 years in the world this year.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.